So my name is Mason, 29. I'm from New York, and currently I work at a law firm out in Midtown, and I'm looking to get into tattoo artistry. In terms of hobbies, I'm one of those people that kind of like looking for a thrill and an adrenaline rush. So basically, if there's a chance I might die, I'm probably down to do that. What I'm looking for in a relationship right now is kind of like somebody to go on adventures with and make stories that are worth telling in like 30 years from now.
The dating scene is brutal. People get hurt, confused, and ghosted. Add a pandemic into the mix, and it's even worse. Luckily, we're here to help. Hey everyone, I'm Tara Michelle, your host. Welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast. Today we're on the East Coast helping a group of New Yorkers find their perfect match.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's bring in our main dater, Mason. What's going on, Mason?
Nothing much. Just kind of excited to see where and how this goes.
Fantastic. Well, let me tell you how this thing is going to work. We're going to set you up on a series of virtual dates with two strangers, but you can't see them. Their cameras are turned off, and they won't turn them on until after you've made your choice. Your decision is based totally off their personalities. How does that make you feel?
I mean, I think I'm pretty good at judging people based on their personality. So let's find out if that's true or not.
Okay, let's give this a try. All right, let's meet the matches. First up is Menica. How's it going, Menica?
It's going. Excited to be here.
Excited to have you here. Let's hear a little bit more about you.
Hi, my name is Menica. I'm 32 years old, born and raised in Brooklyn, which I'm very proud about. But I've lived in the Bay Area actually for a couple of years, which was amazing. I've been in the events industry for more than 5 years now, and I'm currently a director of events for a media company. And as we go into a new normal, I'm excited to travel again, for sure, as I love experiencing, you know, new places and cultures, going out with friends to events and concerts, hiking, and just being outdoors. And my newly found passion and hobby has actually been Orange Theory, considering it's been so much fun and such a great workout during this pandemic. And most importantly, I am a dog mom. I have a beautiful blue pit. She's actually a rescue, and her name is Zena. And in terms of dating, my last, what I like to call situationship, ended right before the pandemic hit. And, you know, online dating has been a bit challenging, considering it's hard to make genuine connections. So I'm excited to take risks and, you know, see what's out there. So thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here today.
Of course.
Next up is Anaya. What's going on, Anaya?
Hey, I'm fine.
Well, let's hear a little bit more about you.
Well, I'm 25. I'm from the Bronx. I'm a bartender and entertainer. I say entertainer because I'm in like a lot of those fields, like acting, dancing. So yeah, my hobby and interests are traveling, history, music. My best boyfriend story is like, in general, as like the guys that know what you want it and get it done without you having to ask. A guy that I want is like someone I can grow with, build with, even heal with, because things happen, and basically be myself with, like life has bumps. So just someone who can stick with me through all the motions.
Well, maybe that's going to be Mason.
We'll find out.
What are you feeling so far, Mason?
So I got to say off the bat, Menica is definitely grabbing my attention because she is from Brooklyn, and that's kind of where I was raised as well. So we might have a lot in common there. But then Anaya is from the Bronx, and I hear a lot of great things about the Bronx. I'm sure she has some stories that'll entertain me as well, especially being a bartender.
I started off as a dancer before bartending, but you know,
should I ask what time?
Bartending gets the same money. as the exotic dancers. That's the type. Yeah. I know you was going to ask.
I appreciate that.
It's not ballet.
Cool. Well, let's not waste any more time and let's move on to the dates.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, everyone. It's time for the group date. We're going to play Would You Rather. I'll give you two options and you'll all have to pick which one you would rather. So here we go. Okay. Would you rather have bad breath or smelly feet, Manika?
Wow. Okay. And neither is probably not an answer. So no, I probably would have to say smelly feet only because your face and when you talk is the first thing people see. So I would just go with that one.
Yeah. What do you think, Anaya?
I would say the same thing, but is it like your breath stinks permanently, like a health problem, or like your breath is just stinking because you ate something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think this is maybe a permanent thing in this hypothetical question.
Okay. I'll just go with the feet.
Okay.
And never take your shoes off.
What about you, Mason?
I think I'm going to follow through with the girls on this one. Smelly feet is probably the better way to go. And just never, ever take your shoes off and probably wear like four socks, you know?
I feel like four socks might make it worse.
Oof.
All the sweat?
Well, you could always run through a tube of deodorant every day.
That is true. That is very true. Would you rather go a month without the internet or a month without showering? Manika?
These are so tough. Especially after COVID. Wow. Well, hypothetically speaking, since we're working from home and no one's really smelling you and I have to use the internet to do work.
I would go, I would pick the same thing.
Okay, this is hypothetical. I got to get things done. So,
she's a working girl. Yes.
I am. What can I say?
You got your priorities together. I like it.
Anaya, which would you pick?
Screw it. I'm just going to retire for the moment and just shower. At least I know I can shower. It's summertime.
It's true. It is summertime. This is the time to shower.
Yeah. Like about at least 3 to 2 times.
Mason, no internet or no showering?
I'm going to have to go with my girl Anaya on this one because I could not go a day without showering. That would just kill me with the body odor on it. On another level.
What can I say? I have great hygiene.
Apparently. We love that for you.
I mean, I can go a few days, but I don't know how long.
Not a month, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably not going to help with the smelly feet situation either.
No. That cannot help.
Fair point.
Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all? Anaya, what do you think?
Gossiped about? Yeah.
What about you, Manika?
I would have to agree because I'm worth talking about.
Yes. Mason, what about you?
And I feel like this one's definitely going to be unanimous because I'd rather be gossiped about as well.
Yeah, I think it would be almost a little, I would feel a little sad if no one ever talked about me, you know, even in any kind of way, you know?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Then you'd be like the person that's not memorable at all in any way. Even if it's bad, at least you're memorable.
Right? Good or bad publicity is still publicity.
Yes, it is. Well, this was super fun. Very interesting. Let's move on to the one-on-one dates now. All right, Anaya's in the waiting room, and it's time for Manika and Mason's one-on-one date. Mason, this is your chance to see if you're compatible with Manika. You came prepared with some questions that are important to you for your ideal partner. So go ahead and ask Manika your questions.
Gotcha. So, Manika, I gotta ask you, if you were to have a random day off tomorrow, what would you do?
I love this question because I dream about this all of the time. Well, considering we're going into the summer, it would definitely involve being outdoors. So if I only had, 24 hours, I would definitely hit the beach or hit a park. I'm all about like doing picnics in the park, going outside and just getting fresh air, getting drinks. If there is an event happening or concerts, because you know things are opening, I'll be there. But just really being outside and not being in front of my computer.
Gotcha, I like that. I'm definitely tired of sitting in front of my computer as well. Tell me a secret about you that no one else knows.
Well, then it wouldn't be a secret, right? No, a secret that no one really knows. All right. Well, I guess everyone's going to know now. So actually, when I was younger, I performed spoken word and poetry all across the U.S. And I actually was in a spoken word collective and performed at slam poetry competitions. And poetry is a huge part of my life. And people still ask me, or actually those in the collective, because no one really knows, why I don't perform anymore. But it always has a part of me and just who I am. Now you know.
That's pretty dope.
Sadly, if the next question was do a poem on the spot, I don't know if I could do that.
That's fair.
Okay, Menica, you're going into the waiting room and we're going to bring in Anaya for her one-on-one date with Mason.
Sounds good.
All right, Anaya, Mason has some very important questions to see if you guys are compatible. Mason, take it away.
Hey, Anaya. Welcome back, first off. So, for the first question I'm going to ask you, you said you were from the Bronx, right?
Yeah.
So, what's the one thing you could never go without and why?
The one thing I can never go without? I don't know. My mind is really creative, so they couldn't even bore me as a kid. I'll make fun with pencils, so I can go without anything, I think. Even the internet and my phone.
That's fair. Okay. So what do you spend most of your time doing then?
Most of my time, I'm just like thinking of something. I'm always up to something, like having plans for future goals or like what I want to do with my free time. Like what's the next activity I want to do? Like gardening, farming. I want to know how to shoot arrows.
Did you just say farming and then go to archery after that?
Listen, I have a list. It's a little all over the place, but a little bit of everything. Yeah. You can't figure me out that easy.
All right, let's go with this one. What's your take on modern day dating culture, basically?
I'm not sure. I mean, some of them are pretty good. Majority, it just looks like trending more than relationship. I don't know. I don't see that much stability in the modern relationships. That's why I haven't been in one for quite some time, actually.
Okay, and with that, the one-on-one dates are over. Anaya, I'm going to put you back into the waiting room while I chat with Mason. All right, Mason, how are you feeling after asking your questions?
They're both pretty interesting, I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely leaning in one way. I won't say which one unless you ask.
Well, coming up, we'll find out Mason's choice. Will it be Menica or will it be Anaya? Welcome back. When we left off, Mason just had his one-on-one dates with Menica and Anaya. We've got everyone back in the room now, and it's time to get down to it. Mason, which of these two matches are you going to choose?
So from the start, I thought me and Menica were going to hit it off because she was from Brooklyn as well. And she definitely did have some interesting answers on our one-on-one situation. But then Anaya also had some great answers too. She's definitely seeming like she's up for a good time and making bad decisions with me. In the end, I'm going to go with Menica.
Yay. Is that where I respond?
I guess so.
I never know when it's okay for me to say something.
Yes. What's your natural response to that?
No, that's awesome. Happy to hear. I always love meeting another Brooklynite. So.
Anaya, we had so much fun with you today. Do you mind turning your camera on really quickly so we could say goodbye?
Hey, Anaya. Sorry it wasn't you, but like, you were very interesting, I gotta say.
Thank you, Mason.
Thank you for being here, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Mason, I know that was a tough decision, but it's just us in here now. If you don't mind painting us a little picture for everyone at home, what did Anaya look like?
I gotta say, she had some lovely hair, and she really did look pretty. Definitely could be an exotic dancer.
Yeah, the lights in the background. It was a very cool vibe she had going on.
For sure.
Be honest with us. Were you into Anaya physically?
Definitely was. She was really cute, pretty.
Are you excited to see what Menica looks like?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, I have forgotten about that entirely.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, let's bring her in so that you can see and remember. Okay, the time is finally here. You guys are going to turn on your camera so you can see each other. Here we go. On 1, 3, 2, One.
Hey.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
You are pretty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You're not bad looking at all.
All right. I've still got some questions for you both, so we're going to chat separately a little bit more. Mason, we've put Menica into the waiting room and we want to hear your honest thoughts. What did you think of her?
I feel like I made the right choice. She's definitely got a great personality and a face to match it.
And just a great energy. I really love her energy.
For sure. Absolutely.
Describe her physically. What does she look like?
She looks really well put together, even though she said that she wouldn't shower. She would go with the internet instead of showering. She looks like she has pretty good hygiene too. She's got some nice hair as well. I mean, like, if they had to compete, I don't know who would be the better exotic dancer.
Okay, we're going to chat with Menica a little bit too. So we're going to put you into the waiting room just for a bit and we will see you soon.
Sounds good.
Hey, Menica, since you've finally seen Mason, tell us what he looks like physically.
Well, it's hard to say because it was for 1 second, but
I know
from what I saw, good looking guy. I'm trying to put a finger on his nationality just because I am Indian, proud Indian. And he actually looks Indian as well. So I was just curious off the bat. Beautiful complexion. But now it's just curiosity.
Are you feeling any vibes based off of your conversations and now seeing him? Do you feel like there could be something?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's actually a really great opportunity to hear someone first and their personality before you see them, because I love how confident he was and how much he was like an adventurer and just wanted to go out there and just live his life to the fullest. And hearing that first before seeing him, I think was amazing.
Yeah.
Because I think it is really great to get to know someone first.
It's super cool, super different. And I feel like you get a better idea of who they are before even seeing what they look like. Because it's easy to make judgments based off of someone's appearance that might not be accurate, you know? Yeah.
And I will say, he has a great voice.
He does have a good voice, right?
Thank you. I thought it was just me.
Okay, well, we're going to bring Mason back really quickly because there is one final thing that we have to take care of. All right, we've got everyone back in the room. So this is going to get weird, but we still have one more decision to make. And Menica, this one's on you. I'm just going to tell it like it is. You can either choose a social distance date with Mason, or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating and get set up with 2 new matches. What do you think?
No pressure, huh?
No pressure.
I'm going to choose the former, a socially distanced date.
Yay! Awesome! Well, I love it when it works out in the end. Are you guys excited?
I am.
I am too.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here. I cannot wait to hear how your date goes.
For sure.
Thank you.
I can't wait either.
Yay! Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Want to try your luck at finding your perfect match? Or do you have a single friend looking for love? Just go to parcast.com/blinddating to submit yourself or nominate someone to be on Blind Dating. You can also email blind-dating-casting@spotify.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. Can't wait to hear from you and good luck. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Juan Borda. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and Tristan McNeil. It's associate produced by Alex Trickfedatir. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. And I'm your host, Tara Michelle.